Welcome back to the Weekly DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel Vargas, always with my co-host,
Lisa Nalgaim,
Daniel Jang. So today we have a few topics to talk about. We're going to talk about the Apex being hacked, Star Wars Battlefront not doing so well, Dark and Darker getting removed off of Steam, and then TikTok getting banned.
Tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
You haven't seen
it? I don't think I've seen that one.
No. You won't get it.
But let's start with what we've done today, or what we've been doing this week. So for me, first and foremost, I got moved to IT in my job. So tomorrow is the first day that I do IT.
That's money to be made.
And I'm so relieved, dude, because what I was doing right, like before I moved to IT, I was hospitality. And dude, the things I have to do, I have to bend over backwards for some people. It's ridiculous, dude. And I wanted out of that thing. Honestly, if I didn't get promoted, if I didn't get a chance to move to IT, I probably would have quit. It was that bad. So I'm afraid hospitality will still follow me for a bit because I'm within the company. So if they have questions, they're going to come to me. So I don't know, man, as long as I can hold out. But I was getting burned out hard. I was getting burned out real hard. But I did that. Been watching Solo Leveling. I think I've talked about this. I've read the manga, the full thing. I've got to the end, and I don't necessarily like watching an anime after I read the manga. So it's either I read the manga first and then I don't watch the anime anymore, or I don't read the manga, but I watch the anime. And this one's because of the art style, I really like this one. And I guess it was so long that I read it that I've forgotten a lot of the things. So it helps out too. So I don't know what's happening in the... I know ultimately what happens, but you know, in those small stories, I don't remember what happens at the end anymore. And then what else? I've been casually playing classic World of Warcraft. I just got 1 month. I've already canceled my subscription. I'm playing hardcore, and they have self-founded mode. So I can't trade. I can't receive mail. So everything has got to be
solo.
Done. Yeah.
Solo leveling.
Essentially.
Also,
but what's so funny
someone
is...
Someone can't play with you. You know
what? It's because they want to play with me and I don't want to play. I mean, they want to play retail. I don't want to do that. Because retail has so much more achievements that my mind goes into like, hey, let me do these achievements because those are current and it'll show up on my profile and those stay with you forever. Mm. So I'd want to keep doing that, and I don't want to get back into that mindset because it becomes, instead of going to the gym after work, it's like, no, I'm going to go straight home and go play World of Warcraft because I need to get those achievements. And it's like some achievements might take weeks for me to obtain. So it's every day I'm doing that just to get closer and closer to getting that achievement. So it becomes like a toxic mindset. What else? That's it pretty much. Oh, and I've set a goal for this and next month is read one whole book.
Woo! Dune.
No, not Dune. But
that's a crazy ass
no,
book.
No, the plan is to read a book I already own. So.
Okay. Do you know which one's the first one?
I don't because I haven't. I mean, I've read some books on there, but I need to look at it and read it. One
that's
that I'm more
goal.
Interested in it.
That's a goal I need to do.
I want to start reading more books. So that's the goal is to...
Book talk is pretty popping.
What have you seen in that?
Book talk?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, why is it popping? Because it doesn't come
up
for me a lot.
Oh, it's...
Oh,
people...
What is it? Sanders? The book writer.
John Green?
No, he's...
Sanderson or Anderson.
Yeah.
Brandon Sanderson.
Or Brandon Sanderson. Yeah, he comes up, but not him, but like his books come up a lot. Oh. People are talking about how he's a great person. He's still like within the know for things. So he's always like showing up on my not always, but he shows up on my For You page for TikTok. But what have you been doing?
You know, I did try to read a book. Man, I can't. I don't know if I should say it because, I'll say it. We've interviewed him before.
Oh, okay. Andy Weir, yeah.
But he wrote a book that a lot of people love.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. A lot of people, it's called Project Hail Mary.
Yep. I saw that recently in Book Talk.
I can't.
No, it's not for you.
It hasn't hooked. I'm like halfway done with that book and I can't. I don't care. Like, I don't care about the character. It's an interesting concept. So basically Earth is dying. So they send an astronaut like far away to find the cure.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is dying. I don't know. I don't know. It's because it's not really a spoiler. There's aliens in it and it just kind of throws me off like the realism, but yeah.
So it would have been more enjoyable for you specifically if it was more realistic.
I guess. I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I don't care about the character. I guess that's what it comes down to.
And the book follows the astronaut that took off. Okay.
But anyways, I saw Dune Part 2. I keep on calling it Dune 2, but it's actually Dune Part 2. And I was falling asleep.
Damn.
Here's my caveat. It's not a bad movie. I was just really tired. And yeah, I think you had to be well rested before going into a movie. And I think it's wonderfully shot. Though the thing I guess why I don't find it enjoyable is because I've been recommended a lot of book talk for Dune. And I kind of know, like, the general idea of the whole story. And they're in the very boring parts of the story. It gets more interesting.
Oh.
So that's why, to me, it's not. So a good comparison would be, imagine the Star Wars, like, all 9 films, right? Dune is pretty much just episode 1 and 2. But that's not the interesting part of Star Wars, right? It's the middle part. It's, well, the ending is kind of eh. But the middle part is where it shines. That's how I feel about Dune Part 1 and Part 2. But I think the story is sick. People have been comparing Aaron Yeager, Anakin Skywalker, Paul Atreides. They're very similar. And people have been doing these like debates between who's a better character, Anakin or Paul Atreides, but my personal opinion, I think Anakin's better, but I think the story in Dune is more interesting.
Now, is this in conversation that people are having in Book Talk, or could I be part of this conversation if I watch Part 2? Or if I watch Part 1 and 2? I wouldn't know yet, right?
Yeah, I guess
I wouldn't have enough information, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but he's not a villain, Paul Atreides, but he turns into an anti-hero.
Mm.
He does something crazy, dude. I don't know if you know. Like, he does something. I don't know if I should spoil it.
Get rid of spice.
No, he does something. So, you know what Aaron Yeager did, right? In Attack on Titan?
Yeah.
He does something, like, maybe, like, 60 times worse than that.
God damn.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But is it in the movie right now?
No. Okay. That's not shown.
Okay.
That's, like, later. Wow. And it's funny because he's not the main character of Dune, Paul Atreides, so Timothy Chalamet's character. It's either, people have argued it's his son, or it's, he died in the first film. It's Jason Momoa's character. He's the main character of Dune.
Well, I mean, because there's, I wouldn't consider there being a main character in Star Wars. Like, there's Anakin. There's Anakin Skywalker, and then he changes into someone else, and then there's Luke Skywalker that we follow, and then now in this new series it's Rey that we follow, Rey Skywalker, I guess. So yeah, I mean, each section of the movie has a main character, so it's Anakin, and then it turns to Luke, turns to Rey.
And what really bothered me is, like, so, I mean, it's not really a spoiler, but Austin Butler's character, they made him out to be this, like, badass, and, like, he has this fight with Timothy Chalamet, but, like, to me, there's a thing that Austin Butler's character did. I'm like, man, this guy is not that badass, dude. Like, Timothy's going to kick his ass, dude. Like, he's not that fucking cool, dude.
It's not the Raid Redemption fight?
Oh, the fight is cool. I mean, it's not that level. But there's some cool moments. Like, the knife, they do a knife fight. It's pretty cool. Okay. But,
yeah, I just remember the Raid Redemption. I saw that fight, and it felt like straight up a boss fight. Like, it was two characters fighting a boss, and they were losing bad, dude. It was so sick.
Yeah, that's a good film.
It is a good film. If you guys like action, watch Raid Redemption.
But other than that, I've been streaming. I'm changing my course in streaming. We're doing scary games. So I played my first scary game because of recommendation of TikTok. Called Rental. It was cool.
I saw your animation, your Animal Crossing.
Yep. Short, sweet. I've been playing Resident Evil 2. And
how long are you playing for? Like an hour, 2 hours? Or still like a couple hours, four or five?
Two to three. Not that long.
Okay.
Make sure get the content that's important. Make short form video. Cause, I mean, we'll get into it with TikTok, but man, if TikTok leaves, man, like, I mean, not, I'm just not, I'm thinking as a creative standpoint and also as a viewer, it's entertaining as fuck. And as a creator, I think it's the best fucking platform to like, I can't think of a logarithm that is as good as TikTok. YouTube is close, kind of, but not really. Like, but TikTok, the logarithm is brutal because if you don't, the first 200, if it doesn't do anything, they kick you out, dude. So it's kind of brutal, but it's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Right now my videos are at like the 250 mark. So if it doesn't break 250, it won't go higher than that.
To me, I always look at if it's lower than 200. So I've been experimenting. I did the May Thy Knife Chip and Shatter. That's from Dune Part 2.
Yeah. I saw that video.
It, 2 second video clip
flop.
David does not. Five people watched it.
I know.
So, okay, so they don't.
Yeah, they don't promote it. Yeah, if you. That's why, because they're doing a big push to promote 60 seconds or more.
Yes.
But the thing is,
and it can't be
if you've tried to make a 60 second or more video, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. Like to stay entertaining the whole time.
True.
Yeah, it's not.
So yeah. But I mean, my rental was 1,000 views, but that's okay. It's not like crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's on the better side, but it was crazy because it was like 90 likes. I'm like, damn, only 1,000. Like you said, you know, some videos get a lot of likes, but it only hits 1,000.
Yeah.
It's like, what the heck?
Yeah. So I had one where it got pushed to 1500 people. I got 100 likes and that was it. Like it didn't get pushed anymore. And I was like, what the heck? This was like on trend, bro. It was heading to the moon. But it didn't go anywhere.
What's crazy is one of my videos, it's like the sixth video when you look for the hashtag. Wu-Tang is for the children. It's the sixth video.
Yeah. But is that a still, big hashtag? Like a lot of people are searching the hashtag?
It's not a lot of people are searching for it.
Or even using the hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
I mean, it gets me views every now and then, every week.
I have two tattoo videos where I was talking about this one and how to heal it.
Dragon?
And dude, those, like, every day I get at least, like, 3 or 4 likes on it. Yeah. Like, it's just constantly going up. And I'm like, okay, that works, but I guess I need to go into the tattoo video, TikTok, promote those. Shit.
Dragon
tattoo.
Yeah, other than that, nothing much. Just don't ban TikTok and scary content to come.
Did you see the I think his name was Jeff, the Senate from North Carolina? The one who like he very like educational voice, talks about how everything's working out, and then he did a video about TikTok and he's like, "Hey, I voted to ban TikTok, but I don't think it's gonna get banned." Blah, blah, blah. And he was like very like nice voice and stuff, but people started hating on him. He's like, dude, you voted to ban TikTok and now it's like becoming a thing.
Senator, I'm Singaporean. Senator, I'm Singaporean.
I mean, like, it's crazy. It's crazy because, I mean, they're trying to promote that TikTok is owned by Chinese government. By, like, the, what is it called? The, I forgot the name of the group. But, it, like, he is of, I believe he was born.
I don't know.
In, I don't know, but he's Singaporean. Like, he's not even, he has nothing to do with China. Was that it for you? Do you want to get into it? So we'll start with Apex. So Apex had a tournament this weekend, and it got hacked. People were able to get into other people's games and use hacks at the same time. And it wasn't just during, it wasn't only for the tournament. They were able to hack anyone that was logged into Apex. And now there's concerns that once someone got into your computer, now they can constantly get in your computer. So it's an issue where, you know, information can be stolen out of there and stuff. So what do you think about that?
I mean, what's the solution? I mean, you just got to make better. Things will always get hacked, and things always, they'll do it to counter. Things always get hacked, but I don't know.
I've had Apex installed on my computer, but I haven't logged in, and I think I'm just going to uninstall it.
You know what's funny about Apex, though, is, you know, one of the main reasons why I stopped playing is because of the hackers. Even before this incident, there, I actually have a YouTube video. I was playing with some dude. It was fun. He was just bulldozing people. And I'm just like, okay.
He was your teammate.
He was my teammate. And then I get a message on my Twitch. He's like, hey, dude, your teammate's hacking. Can you report him? And I was like, oh, that makes sense, dude. Because he was just like, he knew where to go. He knew where people were at. And he was winning fights, 1v3s. And I was, in my mind, I was like, there are people that good, though. I was like, but then I was like, looking, I was like, yeah, I reported him. It's like, shit. So I stopped playing Apex. I mean, I don't like the way the game plays, and also hackers. That's the two reasons.
So you're going to Valorant now.
What's crazy is, though, Apex is huge in Japan.
Yeah,
it's like the number one played game on the PlayStation. In wow. America, it's Fortnite, but the most played game on a PlayStation is Apex in Japan. It's huge. I'm probably never going back to Apex.
It wasn't. There's a lot of first-person shooters out there. There's, you know, Valorant, Apex, Fortnite. And Apex just wasn't my game. The movement style, it reminded me of what Cliff tried to do with Lawbreakers, the movement. And I was never, like, what's funny is when someone understood the game, they were able to move, like, super fast without any, like, actual speed boost that, mm-hmm. that they gained. It was just, like, through movement. And when I would, like, move in that game, bro, walking speed compared to these people.
You know what's funny is, like, you know, every single one of those characters have the same run speed.
Yeah?
But, like, the bigger characters feel like they're slow as hell.
Right.
But it's the same run speed. I don't know.
Optical
illusion.
Yeah, it's felt like that. But, yeah, I don't think I'm going to get back into Apex. I'm probably just going to uninstall the game. I mean, it's not because they got hacked, but I'm never going to play it. And I just, like, remembered, you know, after hearing this news, like, oh, yeah, I still got that installed. I might as well uninstall it since I'm never going to play that game ever again. I still got Valorant, though. Maybe there's a chance. Maybe I'll buy some $20 skin.
It's more than that.
A single skin? That's just the knife skin? No, the knife skin is more expensive, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't think I'm ever coming back. Even to Valorant, I don't think I'm ever coming back.
I mean, Valorant, I'm on the cusp, but I haven't logged in, so I might as well uninstall it too.
Well, it's funny, Fortnite. I do come back sometimes. I'm gonna come back when they release Korra, Legend of Korra skin. Damn. It's this season, so.
Is it in general Avatar or is it Legend of Korra specifically?
It's gonna be Legend of Korra, and I'm gonna guarantee Aang and whoever else is gonna cost money. Appa is gonna cost money. Appa glider. That's gonna cost money.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna cost money. Because I would buy that shit in a heartbeat. But I don't log in that shit anyways.
Well, I'm coming back.
All right, we can move on to Star Wars Battlefront. That was a really bad what is it? Import? Export. It was a really bad remake. And everyone is giving it a thumbs down. So I think I watched Soda Poppin' play it a little bit. And the thing is, like, they haven't changed anything. Like, the menu's still the same, and it's super shitty. I think when you fly, it's automatically inverted, which I know you're super okay with. But Chance, or Soda Poppin', he did not know how to play inverted. So he was like, oh, I'm going to dodge. And then he, like, instead of going up, he goes down straight into the spaceship and blows up. So that was funny. But
that's
yeah.
tough. If you're not used to it.
And each, like, it has a controls for each thing. So there's a vehicle control, there's a flight control, there's a character control, and then for the characters, I think there's a few different characters. There's, like, Jedi, like, the main troopers and stuff, the stormtroopers. Each one can be controlled differently, so they all have their settings. Mm. And that's ridiculous. Like, just put one setting for it. You know, and maybe they had that in the original, but just update it. Have it so that they all control the same way, or that they all have the same control, so you don't have to, like, update each and every one of those. But yeah, bad port. No one likes it.
I never played it, so I have no skin invested in the game. I have the game, which is funny.
So you have the original one, but that's not the one that's that works anymore. I mean, you can play it, but single player.
Yes.
It's the classic collection where they re-released it, and that's available for online right now. Hmm. But I'm pretty sure that's going to go away soon, the online, because no one wants to play it. But I remember playing the Battlefront games. They were really fun. I really liked it. I remember I never really ranked in that game, but I remember playing it a lot. Coming back from school. Logging into the game, playing it over and over. And then we also have Dark and Darker. Mm. I believe the devs took it off of Steam because Steam was taking too much. I think it was 30%. What do you think about that? Because Steam is the one that, like, they run, like, the PC side of games.
Yeah,
you know, if it's not on Steam, like, people don't want to buy it. Like,
90% probably.
Yeah, dude. Steam, like,
the exception
like
of Fortnite, maybe.
Even people just want to have, like, a game, and they want it on Steam. Like, they love having, like, a list of games that are available and just downloading it whenever they can.
And I hate Steam.
That's great. I mean, like,
physical.
The idea is, I like Steam because it's like a one-stop place where I have all my games. But yeah, they monopolized it. Like, I can't think of anything else. Like, I do buy things from what is it, GOG, what is it called, Galaxy of something games, Galaxy of Games or something, and they do DRM free games, but there's no, like, actual library for that, you know? So it's just like you download the game and you have it, but if you forget your login for GOG, you're not going to be able to figure out what game you had.
I like the concept of Dark and Darker. That game's just hard. Like, then again, I didn't put too much time into it.
Yeah.
Because the game would get easier as you play more.
I mean, I feel like it's like Tarkov, where the game is still just as hard when you're playing in the later stages. You just have better weapons to work out. But if you find it, like, either someone or a team that's, like, really good, you're not going to make it.
It's crazy because, like, I feel like it should be reversed, but whenever I play Tarkov,
there's more people that are friendly, not in Dark and Darker. Every person, human I've met has not been friendly. Tarkov, there's been moments where you're like, people have spared my life.
So I have a theory or like an idea because of that. And it's because when you go into a game, you don't have the best of the, like, you don't have the best weapon. You don't have like any gear. So when they spot you, they're like, oh, he's just a standard person. They know that you're like either a newbie or someone who just hasn't played the game a lot. And then you when you go up against someone who has like a sick ass gun, sick ass armor, you're like, okay, this guy, he's been playing this game and they're not going to be friendly to him. You know, they're going to try to take him out before they even meet up. But it's different for someone who's brand new. Like a lot of guys will just like, you know, show their power against you. But some people are just like, hey, you know, I know you can't even hurt me. So just go along your merry way. But I think that's what's cool, though.
I could.
You could try. Because I remember using weapons on people that had like really good armor. It wouldn't even like penetrate the armor. It would just bounce off and stuff. And then I would, I remember I was watching, I think, Shroud. And some guy like put a whole clip in him. And his armor dropped like from 35 to 30. It did nothing because he had really good armor and he just like laughed and then shot the guy and then like moved on. So it gets ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And then we can move on to the biggest one.
Tic-tac-toe.
Yeah. Tic-tac-toe. And TikTok isn't winning. They're going to get banned. But we have the TikTok banned. So we're not going to be able to become famous off of our videos.
Man, it'd be.
I mean, there's always going to be something out there. Like, yeah. I don't think anything would replace immediately TikTok, but you know, everyone would probably move over to like, YouTube Shorts or something.
The thing I was trying to think about this, like, why is TikTok so much more popular? I guess is the word. But, and I mean, one thing that really sticks out to me is that it's so easy to edit videos. Like Instagram is okay, but like TikTok to like do edits with the inclusion of CapCut, you can do effects with it. It's like there isn't a fucking platform that makes it that easy to edit pretty like creative videos. And what's scary is we haven't gotten this yet. There might be an app that is gonna be like TikTok, but you can edit with AI videos. That's gonna be fucking game changer, dude. Fuck.
I mean, the thing is, TikTok has integrated itself into our lives. Like, I think someone was talking about how they were looking for a place to eat. And they usually use Google. Like, you know, they go to Google and it's like, hey, places near me. And they like, you know, you find like places, but they're not like advertised very well. Like, it's just either the name and you see pictures and stuff. And then some guy was like naming a whole bunch of places. Like, oh, there's this place, this place, this place. And he's like, how did you find that? He's like, oh, I just searched it on TikTok. I just see the videos and the videos do a good job of promoting how good this place looks.
Did you see, you know, who Wang Dang is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He ate at Kraft. Did you see what he ate?
Yeah, he the bone.
The first cut. Hey, yo.
But it was in a different state. But we gotta go there and we gotta get that steak. I gotta eat that bone. He's
doing... I know he did that on purpose.
I know. Fucking and it works. It literally works.
Hey, yo. See, shit like that, dude.
But he was sucking on a bone, pretty much, very sexually.
Shit like that. I'm going to miss TikTok if it goes away. Like, and it's funny because with TikTok, sometimes, like, it's not the video that's funny. It's the comments. So, like, you'll see a video, and the guy's being serious. And I watch the video, immediately run to the comments. I know people got some funny-ass shit to say, and...
I tried doing that with my videos. I add like little things, like with my captions. I remember I was saying something and I said like, oh, when you ask this, blah blah blah. But when the way I said axe, it sounded like the word axe, axe. So then I made the caption say axe instead of ask, and no one said anything about it. And then there's one where I was eating rice, and then so I added a little bit on a side and put ketchup on it, and no one said anything about it either. Yeah, but it's background stuff. Like,
you need to find a food with the bone in it. Hey, yo.
maybe that's a content I have to make. But yeah, TikTok, man. There's a huge chance. It's a huge chance that it might go away.
And it's been, I think we've touched upon it. It's been said before, but man, the other social media are, it could happen to them too. And it's just, they're just scapegoating TikTok.
Yeah.
Which is kind of fucked up.
Because it just blew up so fast.
Haters gonna hate.
Because I mean, if Instagram blew up fast too, but in its own time. Now it's like, hey, they need something else to do, and TikTok became the bullseye or the target. So yeah, I mean, it's gonna suck because I mean, I don't make too many videos, but you know, I'm still hopeful that something might blow up and then I'll just roll with it. But my chance might be going away soon.
But I do like. The opposite devil's advocate. I do think TikTok is kind of dangerous when it comes to not just the security thing, but the way it creates dopamine, I guess, the short form content, because it could get you hooked, man.
Yeah.
Because it's short form. It's not a big commitment, but then you're watching all these short form videos and after a while, an hour passed and you're like still watching these videos. That's where it's kind of dangerous, and especially for kids.
So if we bring this up, Jinxie, I believe, was supposed to be doing a 24-hour stream, and he cut it short, like 5 hours. But the way he said it was like, hey, if I stream 24 hours, I'm going to be streaming during a time when you guys can't watch me, like midnight, you know? I know a lot of you guys have school, and I don't want you guys to stay up and do all that stuff, and this way I can sleep. And still stream tomorrow at the time when you guys come back home from school. And he made it a thing, but everyone was like he's like, dude, you're done. You're done. It's all queso now. He's gonna blow up now. But it's like crazy because, I mean, I don't know if Jinxie was using that as an excuse or if he legitimately was like, hey, I don't want you guys watching me, you know, too late because then you guys will lose sleep and then, you know, screw up your school and stuff like that. But I thought it was really cool of Jinxie, you know? But in the comments, they were roasting him, dude. They were like, nah, dude, you're just a short streamer. You don't stream for long times and it's not good for you. You got to stream more and stuff. So
savage. They turn against you.
Yeah,
like
dude.
Like that, dude.
Just like that.
Love you one day, hate you the next.
Said that was crazy. But yeah.
I don't think it's going to get banned, but it's still, I mean, the House signed it. The Senate has to sign it. But Biden already said he's going to sign it. So it's up to the Senate.
See?
It's up to the Senate.
So it's a huge chance.
Yeah. It's I mean.
Bye-bye, TikTok.
It's TikTok is. To me, that's the new. Like, you know, memes used to be a big thing. Like on Twitter. TikTok's the new meme, dude.
I found new music to TikTok. I found obviously like huge creators through TikTok. I mean, yeah. I saw Queso before he was like, before he even had like, I would say 1,000 followers on TikTok, you know? And I just noticed him, but I didn't follow him and stuff until he became like a big, big creator. But yeah, man. And now they're roasting Queso for being huge. There is a recent video I saw where he's reacting to
Meat Cannon.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, he's taking it pretty well though.
That guy. I used to say Moon Moon had the craziest astronomical rise. It's Queso. Easily. Like a year, man.
But I still think Moon Moon put in more work, though.
Yeah, true.
Because he did it before TikTok.
True.
He was streaming day and night and then making videos as well.
Queso, man. That's the street. That's the type of streamer people will want to watch, though. That ain't me.
I know, dude.
That ain't me.
The reaction.
But I am taking part of taking some of Case's strategy, because I remember when he was blowing up, he was playing scary games. There was a part in time where he was only streaming scary games.
And then you're going to start having your viewers roast you?
Yes. I mean, they do that still.
Clip those moments.
There's one, the hardest I ever laughed on stream was there's a dude that roasted me. He was like a Russian, like, YouTuber. And I saw what he looked like. And I started roasting him, but YK said something, and I was fucking dying, dude. That guy got so, like, butthurt, he changed his profile picture. Oh, like, dude, holy shit. Because, you know, I'm like, I remember his name, Grilly. I'm like, damn, I wonder what Grilly's up to. Oh, shit, he changed his profile.
You affected someone's life.
In a negative way. TikTok.
I mean, might be positive, you know? He might get huge because he has a new profile.
Don't delete TikTok, please. Don't ban it. I need it as a creator.
I mean, the thing is, I don't know how it's going to work, but they're going to, like, try to scare TikTok into selling it to like someone in the U.S. But I don't think it works like that. They can't, like...
It's illegal.
I know, yeah. So they can do like the scare like that, but it won't be able to go through. So I think it's going to just end up being banned, if anything. But we'll see. Only time will tell. Are you looking forward to any games?
Well, I mean, just to add on to that, like, anything susceptible to hackers. Like, to be honest, to not even, like, if you don't want your data, like, stolen, don't use a computer.
Yeah, stay off the
web. Don't use a smartphone.
Like, I know, like, constantly being tracked with a smartphone. Like,
people know where you're at. And it's easy to, like, I'm pretty sure it's pretty easy to hack, too. So data is always going to get breached.
Yeah, if you're on the internet, someone has your info at some point. So, yeah. I mean, someone's got all my emails. Fuck, I'm getting so much spam all the time. And you can't unsubscribe from spam. It doesn't work like that. But I was talking about the video games, because I'm looking forward to Dragon's Dogma 2 coming out. And, well, by the time this episode releases, it's already going to be out. But it's this weekend that it comes out.
Looks nice. I think the only game I'm really looking forward to is Elden Ring.
The expansion? The DLC?
Do I get the PS4 version or the PC? I don't know.
You have Elden Ring on PS4?
Yeah.
Wow.
Life cycle of the PS5. Wow. PS5 about to die.
Oh, and yeah. And then there's that one.
I don't even have a PS5 because there's no reason. What games are on PS5? Probably the newest God of War.
All the games.
Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
These are games I don't really not interested in playing.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
I already said my take on it. Mid-game. Damn, someone went in on Horizon Zero Dawn. They're like, that game is trash.
Damn.
I was like, I think it's mid. It's not trash, but it's mid.
I think that's a game where it's like, it has a good story. But the gameplay is not amazing to support that story. Where, like, Last of Us. Mm. Last of Us is a great story and great gameplay to support that story. But, yeah.
What other games are there for the PS5? It's on its last life cycle, and there aren't any games that are...
But, I mean, so we say last life cycle. It is still technically 2 years. 2026, I think, is when they're going to announce the new console.
I always look at consoles graphical point, Nintendo is Super Nintendo. Big jump. Super Nintendo to PlayStation 1?
N64?
PlayStation 1. Because PlayStation 1 and N64 were competing against
each other. Oh, yeah, okay.
Big graphical. PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2. Big still jump. PS2 to PS3, big jump. PS3 to PS4, big jump. PS4 to PS5, graphics?
Yeah, because the integration of... they had a lot of games available still on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, for example, your Elden Ring. I can't believe you have it on the PS4. Holy crap.
There's no reason for me to get a PS5.
Because now it's going to get... it's the end of the life cycle. You might as well get the new one. That's crazy. And your PS4 is, like, dying out. Because it keeps overheating and turning off. So then you can't even play Elden Ring on that one. You'd have to get it for the PC.
Ratchet and Clank?
Yeah, the Rifts Apart or whatever.
Yeah, I could care less. Astro's Playroom? Demon's Souls, maybe. It was probably...
I feel like that was a mid remake. Like, it was amazing graphically, but it didn't do anything special. That's where I'm glad Final Fantasy VII Remake did things differently for the story. It changed things up enough where it's like, oh, I'm interested because it's not the same anymore. And Demon's Souls, it's exact same game. It's just better graphics. And it's like, I don't know why, but I hate that. I hate that. You had to have changed something in there. Maybe add some new enemies or something for the PS5. But they didn't do anything to it.
I might have to pick up PS5. Death Stranding, too. But there's like 15 exclusive PS5
games. I could just let you borrow mine.
There's like 15. 15.
Well, I mean, now you have 15 games in 1 year to play. From 2006. So you have this year and next year still. So you got like a year and 8 months.
PS5.
And it's funny too, because I bought the most premium option. I think I paid a total of like $60 to get that premium one. But if I let it renew on its own, I'm gonna be paying $180 or something like that. So I need to change that to the lowest tier, dude, because that's ridiculous.
Man, and I remember the PS5 was hard to get.
I know, dude. There was like, I think 3 years of its lifespan.
I gave my PS5 to Bojan.
Well, the ability to buy it to Bojan. And
that's
I see him
hard,
all the time.
That's how hard it, like.
I see him online all the time.
It's funny is because he's the type of guy I would think.
Yeah, it would have, get. Yeah. And I mean, couldn't get it. What's funny is my experience with the PS5, I had no issues. I had no issues getting it. Like, I mean, I'd still rushed it, though. Like, you know, when I saw it, I was like, oh, go get it right now. You know, but I think in turn, that was my mistake because I've probably touched this system way less than I did my PS4. But it's also because I'm like... As a person, I'm changing. Like, I'm playing less games because I don't have time for games anymore, you know? So it's like, So right now, like, Helldivers is my biggest game. I keep playing it, but I'm only pushing myself to play it more because it's the game that I've latched onto. I'm like, if I don't play it, I'm not going to even touch the PS5. So that's the one I'm playing the most. And I'm almost about to platinum it, too. I need, like, 3 more trophies. But they're not easy ones. So, yeah.
Damn, I could have gone into Helldivers 2, because there's a guy on TikTok complaining about the gameplay, but I didn't memorize the TikTok and I forgot what he said, but it made me not want to buy it. I was like, because, you know, I've been kind of interested in it, but not really. But like the way he said it, like the way he said the gameplay setup, the difficulty, I was like, oh, man, maybe I don't want to.
I mean, so what's funny is they had recently updated the game. Before the update, we were doing the hardest difficulty. No problems, dude. Like, there was one where you had to, you have to just take out the bugs, so you like drop down in one area that you can't leave. I mean, you can leave, but like it considers you a traitor, so it gives you a countdown from 10 seconds. If you stay outside that, they drop like bombs on you essentially in the area until you die, and then you will spawn back into the area. And we only had to kill, I think, like a total of 350 bugs to pass the mission. They've updated it, so the hardest challenge, I think, is 500 bugs. And you immediately start getting all of the hardest bugs to down. And it gets difficult, dude. It gets really hard. And it wasn't like that before. And then there's small bugs called hunters. They used to never be a problem because there weren't so many of them. They now, like, they spawn, like, six at a time, six or seven. And if that whole group chases after you, you're probably dead because the one will hit you for like half damage and then you start bleeding. If you don't immediately heal, another one will hit you in the back and immediately kill you. You'll just get like a leg chopped off or you'll get cut in half and it's over. It's like super quick. And it's like, damn it, dude. Like they raise the difficulty so much. But if you know how to play, like there's a shield accessory, or there's an accessory where like there's a guard dog that shoots out a laser. Both those will help you maintain the hunters at bay, and then as long as you know how to play the rest of the game, you can stay alive for a long time. Just gotta know how to play the game.
I just hope they I mean, like, the guy, he was a game developer, so just listening to how he
was talks it about pirate software.
No.
Okay,
but he just him talking about game development, and I was like, yeah, that makes sense. I was like, damn, that makes a lot of sense. So I don't know. I forgot what he said, but it made me go, damn, I don't want to play the game. The way he explained it. But
yeah, I mean, I think you're fine because I feel like it's starting to dwindle down.
I hope they keep on making it fresh because a lot of games, they lose their like lifespan, I guess.
One of the issues is they released recently their War Bond, which is like a tier list of like gear you can buy using like credits, and the weapons in that new one that they just released are not that great. It's all like electricity weapons, but they're not doing a lot of damage to the bugs. I think it's supposed to be more towards the machines, but I haven't seen videos of people use it for the machines. And either I buy like $1,000 of credit to buy that thing, or I can play the game until I find $1,000 worth of credit in the game. Right now, I'm like 300 credits or something that I found. I haven't spent any money on it.
Yeah, I hope they do keep it fresh.
But yeah, I love that the fact that you can get everything on your own. You don't have to spend money. You just have to play the game. Though I do think it's a little more difficult. But if you focus on getting the money, you can get it really quickly.
Keep the game fresh.
Yeah, it's good though.
Because that trailer was ass, but the game, I guess, is good.
Yeah, and the intro trailer that they have when you play the game is funny as hell.
Yeah, I've seen it.
But I'm glad it got associated with Starship Troopers, so everyone's like loving it because of that. And only people want to play the bug stuff. They don't even want. They don't even care for the robots. But the robots fucking suck, dude.
But just looking at it, it feels more satisfying to kill a bug than a
robot. Yeah, it does. It does. Squishy. And you can see like damage happening on a bug versus like the robot. You don't see much. It's like an arm falls off or whatever, but it's not like I can't see bullet holes or whatever in the machines. And then their accuracy is insane, dude. Those guys are not like regular droids from fucking Star Wars, dude. Those guys are so accurate. You can be like, you can't even see them because there's fog, and you just see a laser just go poof, just shoot you in the face. You're like, what the fuck? Where'd that come from? Too accurate. Yeah, but I think that's it.
Keep it fresh.
We are going to keep it fresh on the next episode.
Oh, Akira Toriyama, dude. Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck, man.
Dragon Ball Z. Rest in peace.
I've been critical of Dragon Ball because I said it has an age role, but yeah, it's been super influential.
What is your favorite Dragon Ball Z character, or just Dragon Ball in general?
I like the Cell Saga. I like Trunks.
Trunks?
Gohan, too.
Trunks during the Cell Saga? I like Saga.
Gohan, actually. Gohan and Trunks.
I think he becomes bigger in GT, which is after Dragon Ball Z, but he's introduced in Dragon Ball Z at the very, very end. It's a character, Oob, or something like that.
I think I know you're talking about.
His name? Yeah, he seemed like a lot of potential. Like
an Indian guy?
Or yeah, yeah.
Like dark skin?
Yeah, dark skin guy. But he seems like he has a lot of potential. So he was my, like, right at the end, I saw it and I was just like, oh man, he looks like he's going to be my favorite character. But other than that, yeah, it's like either future Trunks or Gohan in teenage form. The when he like learns how to become Super Saiyan.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. And Chrono Trigger.
Yeah.
Dragon Quest. Man, that's sad, man.
Rest in peace.
Super influential, dude. He's like the Stan Lee of. A lot of people don't realize, but JoJo is very influential. I didn't realize until like recently, JoJo.
Yeah, a lot of shonen. A lot of recalls on in different either shows or even TV or not TV video games as well. But yeah, to Dragon JoJo Ball
is, dude, it was popular fucking worldwide, dude. And I hated the United States because they would show the same five episodes.
I saw a YouTube clip of this girl who was talking about how anime in Mexico was like the goriest anime you can find. Like even like Sailor Moon, they wouldn't censor the thing. Dragon Ball Z wouldn't be censored. And then when it went to the United States, they censored the shit out of it. Yeah, dude.
You couldn't call Mr. Satan Satan.
Yeah,
Mr.
exactly.
Hercule.
They changed names. I know there was I think it was called Saint Seiya.
Yeah.
Show. I don't know what it is. Dude, in the Spanish form, they would show blood. They would show guys getting beat up to hell. And then in the United States, they changed the color of the blood and they called it spirit like something. So when they're getting hurt, it's their spirit stuff leaving, apparently.
Wow.
So I think it's blue or something like that.
Japan's kind of cool because they show like really cool shows on TV, like animation.
Yeah. But it's just how we see culture. Like over here, we don't want to show that to our kids, apparently. But it's like, in cartoon form, I think it's fine. I don't know. I think I have to think more of it, about it because it's just like a topic we just brought up right now.
Mm. Yeah, next week we'll talk.
On the next anime. Episode.
Anime. Anime is fucking mainstream, man.
It's churning, but like it's, I don't know.
The old school don't think it is, but like kids these days.
I'm kind of mad because like, you know, when I was in high school, I couldn't talk about it. It was like a nerdy thing to do, you know? And now it's like everyone wants to talk about it. It's like.
What's funny is like, I say I don't watch anime, but I have seen some, but I was in a Jap Animation Club.
Like, see? You
see my yearbook?
See? And I'm the same way. I would watch and read manga all the time in high school. And now like I have coworkers that like they promote like the anime they watch. They have characters and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And they always want to talk about it and I'm just like, "Oh yeah, you know, I've seen it and stuff, but I don't show enthusiasm because I don't want to talk about it. It's just like not what I do." And I feel like that's carried over from the fact that like as a kid, I couldn't talk about it. You know? So I always like shut down whenever people want to talk about anime.
The one thing though about anime fans that they're kind of like K-pop fans where they're like very, what can I say? Protective over, like if you like something and they don't like it, they'll say it and vice versa. Like it's just like.
I mean, there's a huge debate on whether it's subbed or dubbed. And I mean, I enjoy in general everything for subbed, and there's a few that I like dubbed because they do really well with it. And that's specifically Studio Ghibli because they get like
except Kiki's because they changed the ending of
they get like AAA art, like voice actors or like mainstream artists, movie artists doing this stuff. Robert Pattinson did voice one of the new things, that the bird, the heron in The Boy and the Heron, and people are like, dude, he does a good ass job in the voice.
I think one thing that turns people off about anime is they think it's like
cartoon.
That, but they think it's like there's a stereotype of it, and it's like, it's, dude, anime is so, it's just the media that it's shown.
Yeah,
it could be so, it could be fantasy, it could be romance, it could be so many different things, and they're thinking like shonen, I think, whenever they see anime. But that's another topic. Shit.
So I think that's it. We'll call it here. All right, guys. So thanks for listening. Catch you guys on the next one.
I'll be at WonderCon.
I will too.
Avoiding someone, you know.
Just avoid us in general. All right. Peace out, guys.